Welcome to the Cruise 102 Game of the Week. Good afternoon. You are here with Derek Diesner on this Saturday afternoon as the Game of the Week coverage gets underway. Today's action takes us to Ubley, where the Bearcats are hosting the Ravenna Bulldogs in the regional championship. Rick Glaza and Jason Partica are coming up in just a bit to deliver you all the play-by-play excitement. Kickoff is at 2 p.m. today, so keep it locked right here on Cruise 102.1. Today's game is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the law office of Amanda Rogenbuck and Associates of Cass City, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Peruski Insurance Agency on Scott Street in Bad Axe, Ubley Motor Service, Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Bad Axe, and Pigeon, Farm Bureau Insurance, Casey Yawn of Harbor Beach and Ubley, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet Buick in Sebowing, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank, with branches throughout the Thumb area, the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe, D&M Cabinet Shop, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. More coverage of the WLEW Game of the Week featuring the regional championship action between the Ubley Bearcats and the Ravenna Bulldogs is on the way next.
She'll drive. She'll put it up. And yes, it goes! At the buzzer!
As a graduating high school senior, your school sports playing days come to an end. But as you move on, you can still stay in the game by trading in your playing uniform for a new opportunity. High school sports need new officials now more than ever. Officiating is a great way to give back to the game, stay in shape, and it's not a bad way to make part-time money while you're in college. Register online at MHSAA.com and stay in the game. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Have you ever heard that old saying that good things come in threes? Well, this holiday season, three is definitely a lucky number at Thumb Cellular. If you sign up now for Thumb Cellular service, receive 3 months free on any voice plan, 3 months free on any portable air card internet service, and 3 months free on any 3G home internet service. Three great opportunities to get 3 months free. On any voice plan, you can also get a free phone and your choice of two free accessories, like a car charger, holster, case, or wired headset. Stop by any office of Thumb Cellular today to find out how you can take advantage of 3 months free service. Terms of service apply. This holiday, shop Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
You are listening to the Cruise 102 High School Football Game of the Week here with Derek Diesner on the station that rocks the docks and shakes the lakes. It's now time to send it over to our play-by-play man, Rick Glaza, who caught up earlier this week with Paul Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune.
With Huron Daily Tribune sports writer Paul Adams, I'm Rick Glaza on the Cruise 102 FM High School Football pregame show. Paul, how you doing this week?
We're doing great. We got another week of the playoffs.
You got that right, Paul, and we have ourselves a dandy on tap here with Ravenna, the Bulldogs coming into Ubley to face the Bearcats. And, Paul, let's get some initial thoughts or some final thoughts on last week's game with Nouvelle, and then we'll touch on this week's game with Ravenna.
Well, I thought last week was just a really exciting game. Ubley did exactly what they needed to do, forced turnovers and made Nouvelle pay for those turnovers. Got a little dicey there when it got to a seven-point game, but the Ubley defense came up with a nice stop. The offense did what it needed to do, and then, you're always looking for somebody to make that play. Curtis Boom, sophomore up from the JV, he takes a pick six to the house, and it was really ball game from there. But, really the story of the game was turnovers, Rick. Ubley forced five turnovers last week, turned three of those turnovers into touchdowns, and Ubley remained focused, only had one turnover. That didn't turn into any points, so right there, when you're talking a two-touchdown game and you force five turnovers and turn three of those into touchdowns, that's really what Ubley was looking for last week, and it really, their defense, I think, really propelled them to the victory.
And, Paul, as we know, each mistake seems to be magnified in the postseason even more. The Bearcats able to capitalize last week. This week they have a Ravenna team coming into town fresh off of a big win over Merrill. Jason Partica and I were over there last Saturday to see that game. It was a game that finished with 0.5 seconds to go. Some thoughts from you, Paul, and some of the stuff that you've gathered throughout the week as well.
Well, I had a chance to sit down with Coach Sweeney earlier this week, and he said Ravenna reminds him a lot of Ugly, a tough, physical, hard-nosed football team from a pretty good conference from the other side of the state. Coach Sweeney, he's really excited to play this team, a public school that has a really rich tradition of winning. Ravenna has won 4 state titles, the most recent in 2003. So this is definitely going to be a tall order. You know, Coach Sweeney called this, you know, a legacy game because obviously it's been slowly building its legacy, and Ravenna it has a pretty good legacy of its own. So I think this has opportunity to be a really good old school, old fashioned type football game. You know, really, the first one that's going to blink might be the one to lose in this game.
Paul, talk about Ubley's defense and the way that they're able to stop the run. We know Ravenna seems to rely on the run, though last week they were forced to throw because they were behind at 1.23-7. Talk about the Ubley defense because it's going to be put into their hands to stop the Ravenna offense.
Well, when you're talking Ubley defense, it starts right at the top with the 4-year senior linebacker, Eric Booms. This kid, he just has a nose for the ball. 118 tackles on the year. He's got 78 solo tackles. His 78 solo tackles would make him third on the team alone. And then you add in his assist to bring that up to 118. I really think the rest of the players really feed off Eric Booms. And, one kid that really stepped up his game last week for the Bearcats, especially in the secondary, was Tyler Peruski. Peruski gets a lot of press for what he does offensively, and he's a tremendous offensive player, but he was really laying the lumber out there, putting some hits on people. And when he started hitting, that's when some of those turnovers started becoming forced, and there was a lot of drop passes across the middle because of what Tyler Peruski was doing. So you add up Peruski, Booms, Jason Kaufman, Josh White, these kids, Josh Kabaki, Brian White, I mean, these kids all are they know their roles. Coach Becker has these kids all dialed in and on the same page. This is a very good defense that I think is only getting better with every week that it continues to play in the playoffs.
And, Paul, with about a minute left here in our visit, the Ubley offense, of course, going to be on center stage again. The Bearcat rushing attack, very good this year. And we also got a chance to see Austin Drake really threw a nice football last week against Nouvelle. He threw the football when he had to, made them count when they had to. The offense going to have their hands full this week again.
This offense, just like the defense, I think is getting better every week, and it starts with Tyler Peruski. Over 1,200 yards and 19 touchdowns this year. Brett Cleary not too far behind with almost 1,200 yards. He's got 9 touchdowns, and then you add in Brian Nash to complete that wing two. He has 15 touchdowns. You talked about Austin Drake. He's completed 30 of 49 passes this year for 629 yards and 9 touchdowns to only 2 picks. Drake's favorite target is Eric Booms. He's hit him 15 times for 330 yards and 4 touchdowns. And last week, we saw Tyler Peruski get loose out of the backfield and catch a 60-some yard touchdown pass. So Peruski has become also a weapon out of the backfield. So this offense is becoming, you know, it keeps improving every week. Austin Drake is getting more confidence as each game goes on.
All right, Paul, as always, a pleasure. We look forward to chatting with you again at halftime.
All right, we'll see you there.
Here on Daily Tribune sports writer Paul Adams joining me on the Cruise 102 FM High School Football Pregame Show. Stay with us. There's more to come on the show. That's all coming up in just a moment.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck. Member FDIC.
You are listening to the WLEW Cruise 1.